You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, once again, we are speaking with Mr. Tim Hoopman, the CEO and founder of Cornerstone, a bookkeeping business that specializes in streamlining the bookkeeping for small to medium-sized businesses through cloud services. Mr. Hoopman is here with us today to discuss paperless expense management. Tim, always great to have you with us here on the show.
Yeah, good morning, Eric. Always lovely to be here. It's a beautiful, sunny summer morning here in Australia, so really good start to this interview.
Certainly is, and summertime where we're at, and very few are experiencing the summer weather at this point, so good to talk to you as well, and looking forward to talking about paperless expense management. So what suggestion would you make to businesses that need help in management of their finances?
What I would suggest is that business owners do what they do best. You don't generally go into business to be a bookkeeper or a finance manager. What you do is you go into business because it's your passion and because you want to do something different in the world. So I always say to people, do what you do best. Outsource the key parts of your business that need really good attention, and I would always say to someone that finances is one of them. Obviously, you need to be very close to the numbers, but you should have a professional person managing those for you. Two good examples of that would be paying employees and managing your expenses. So having a clear understanding of what the numbers are in your business is important, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you need to be the person doing it. And often you can outsource to a professional that will get it done more accurately, quicker, and on time.
Now, what role does one's expense management play on the rest of the task involved with bookkeeping?
In my view, I think expense management is really vital in setting the foundation of your bookkeeping or your finances. We go about starting business, we bring on new clients, we have expenses, we need to pay people, suppliers, we incur other expenses in the business. And it's really important, especially early on, to really understand what those expenses are, have a true and accurate record of them, and be in complete control of what your spending is. Because at the end of the day, yes, you need to spend money in your business, helping run your business, but you should be very clear of what of those expenses are mandatory and what are nice to do when you have extra cash flow. So I think it's really, really important that someone has a good handle on their expense management, as it's vital for the growth of your business.
How would you say that this links in with greater control over cash flow?
Well, as I mentioned before, with cash flow, there will often be mandatory costs in your business that you can't get away from. So things like paying employees or rent, some of those things, no matter what your business is doing, you will need to pay those expenses. So therefore, managing your cash flow in the short to medium term is really important, so that you don't get to a situation where you're caught short. Payroll's due, rent's due, and you don't have the funds available. So understanding your cash flow, having a good plan, looking forward in terms of your commitments, and then understanding the cash that you're going to have available in your business to meet those commitments in a timely manner.
Today we are speaking with Mr. Tim Hoopman, the CEO and founder of Cornerstone, a bookkeeping business that specializes in streamlining the bookkeeping for small to medium-sized businesses through cloud services here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Mr. Hoopman, how was your office prior to going paperless? Get into that if you would. We'll certainly be curious to hear some of that from you.
We went paperless in our business about 4 or 5 years ago. Prior to that, the situation was somewhat chaotic. There was lots of paper, and those were either receipts or bills or information that was coming into the office in different formats. Items were often lost. It was time-consuming for the team to gather all the paper, make sure that it's not lost, match it all against things like credit cards, statements. And the other really key thing is ensuring that you don't lose an important bill. Now, that might sound a bit strange, but in a lot of businesses, if you're being emailed or posted, there is often an opportunity for those to go missing. So I think one of the key things for us is we were in a state where we had to make a decision about how we would more effectively manage our expenses, and with that, all the paper that goes with it. So with the advent of cloud, with the opportunity of different products, such as Xero, which we use to run our business, that was the foundation. Then along came some really interesting products that would help you with your expense management. And one in particular that we've tried and tested and use regularly in my business, but also for our clients, is one called Receipt Bank. It's a product you can use globally. It's a fantastic product, and it actually does allow you to go paperless. So you move away from the chaos of piles of paper in the office and receipts to using an app and emailing documents to Receipt Bank. It's like an electronic filing cabinet. And I think for us, we went away from all of those filing cabinets in the office to an online electronic filing cabinet that then connected to Xero. So we went from having a fairly good understanding of our expenses, being a bit overwhelmed by all the paper and having to scan it and save it and not really know where to find the telecommunication bill or the rent bill, to an unbelievably streamlined process where we have one system and we have all information there, and it comes electronically. We don't receive a paper bill. I know that for some people, when I talk to them initially, they get quite surprised. They go, "Oh no, that can't be real," but it is actually real, and we've proven it's real, and we have actually gone for our expenses paperless. I don't see a bill in the office, but I have access to it in Receipt Bank and in Xero. So I still have complete control. And I suppose that's the most important thing in all of this. It's about understanding your expenses, having complete control. And in our case, we went paperless to get better control.
That is absolutely phenomenal. And this is exciting to hear. You've not only inspired me, but I'm sure those listening it as well, to go paperless. You would certainly have more control. That is certainly obvious from here. Tell us, how much time or cost has your business saved since going paperless?
Yes, there's a lot of time and cost saving. So I get asked this quite a lot. I think one of the time saving aspects is the removal of headache. So where is that bill? Have I paid it? Whoa, what's the status of it? Did somebody actually send it to me? Did someone deliver it to the office? So I think there's a real, from a time-consuming time aspect there, there's a real level of comfort that you are actually saving not only time but lots of headaches in terms of getting information accurately to you, and in our case, using Receipt Bank. So we would have probably saved, for the admin staff, somewhere in the vicinity of about a day to a day and a half a week. And that didn't happen immediately, but definitely over time, We have been able to reduce the focus and the effort. And as I said before, we don't have anything mailed to us. We don't have paper bills. It all comes to us electronically, and it all comes into Receipt Bank. So that might seem like a lot of time. And as I said, it probably took us to get it implemented in our business. We're looking at upwards of 3 to 6 months before we got, as we got it implemented and all the staff were using it and all of our suppliers, because there is a training aspect internally and externally to make going paperless work. And you have to have a clear instructions to all parties, in particular your suppliers. But yeah, we would have saved a lot of time, about a day and a half. So cost-wise, you can value that cost however you wish, by the hourly rate of an individual, by any method you want. So the cost saving would be what it costs in somebody's business, and in my business, the cost for a day and a half is probably different to somebody else's. But at the end of the day, going paperless, using Receipt Bank, connecting it to Xero, has saved us an immense amount of time and some really solid cost savings as well. And I think one other important part of it is the staff internally are less overwhelmed by all this paper, because we now don't have it. And I think our partners or suppliers are able to interact with us more effectively, and they know if they follow our process and they send things to us electronically, then they're going to be paid in a much more timely manner. So I think there's some win-wins for everybody in terms of time saving and cost saving.
Well, I know that I personally love the sound of going paperless, and it really has been great to have touched on this topic, especially in today's digital age. Who would want to hang on to the old-fashioned way much longer? So good stuff, and thanks again for sharing your insight here, Mr. Hoopman. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about Cornerstone and how could they be in touch.
They could come to our website, cornerstone-group.com.au, or they could follow me on Twitter at Tim Hoopman, H-O-O-P-M-A-N-N. Either there, we talk a lot about these products, we share information, so they're probably two great spots to go to pick up some more information. Or as I've always said to all of our customers and people I talk to, that Xero, X-E-R-O, and Receipt Bank are two very, very good products to help you run your business, your finance part of your business, way more efficiently.
Once again, Mr. Hoopman, thanks for your time and for joining us once again here on Enterprise Radio, and certainly look forward to speaking with you next week.
Thank you very much, Eric, and I hope this helps all the people out there listening, and I genuinely hope that it helps them go paperless.
And I have no doubt that it has, and we have been speaking with Mr. Tim Hoopman, once again the CEO and founder of Cornerstone, a bookkeeping business that specializes in streamlining the bookkeeping for small to medium-sized businesses through cloud services. And for more information, simply visit cornerstone-group.com.au. And this is Eric Guy, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.